The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS. Streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Also, become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and then follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Scott, you should have blamed Dave Revson for that comment, man. You should have said, Dave Revson said, quote, Purdue would be in shambles if not for Juwan Johnson.
I can't throw him under the bus.
It would have been...
I'll take credit for it. I think they would.
That's okay, because I'm pretty sure at the beginning of the interview I said the game today. So I think we're 1-1 at this point as far as that interview
goes.
There's
a game going at some point. People may or may not wear white to it. It is in East Lansing. That's about all we know.
That was good stuff from Jeff Washburn, though. I was like talking to him. He always has good information. He's been around Purdue for a long time, so he knows the history. He knows the coaches. He knows the players. He gets the feel of what they have there. And I did find it interesting because I think about this team and I look at the fact that they lost Robbie Hummel, and I think a lot of them expected to be kind of like they were after they lost Robbie Hummel last year, which is not fantastic. Good, but not fantastic. And so I did kind of wonder whether they were going to sort of take their foot off the pedal as the season ended this year, especially after beating Ohio State and Wisconsin down the stretch. Because you say to yourself, well, you know, we've played well this year. We've played better than people expected. Let's just kind of hang out. You see a lot of teams do that. And I give a lot of credit to Matt Painter and a lot of credit to the team that they haven't done that up to this point. I think that this is a tough matchup for Michigan State. It was a tough matchup the first time, especially because it was at Purdue. But I just don't see them being able to stop Juwan Johnson. And Etuan Moore is a tough matchup for them defensively. There's nobody that they can really match up on him size for size that's a good defensive player. I mean, I guess you could put Appling on him and see what happens, but I can see him out-muscling Appling, kind of like Jordan Taylor did, and sort of making him a non-factor. Athletic-wise, he matches up well against Etuan Moore, but I just am not sure if he would get pushed off the ball.
Maybe throw Darrell Summers at him and see if he can beat.
I hate to suggest Darrell Summers to do anything at this point.
He's got to do something to be useful.
Yeah.
You're really going to have to settle for Austin Thornton and Mike Keebler? Because that's what it's going to come down to. You know that they're going to be the ones defending him.
And I don't disagree with you. I think that at some point you've got to inject some energy into Darrell Summers in one way or the other. And maybe he's got to embrace being a defensive player. You know, last year it worked for a little while for Chris Allen. Chris Allen even got to the point where he was like, wow, I'm pretty good at this defense thing.
He got to the point where everybody, all the national guys, now during the break we commented on our feeling for
we'll
national
get to that
people,
in a second.
They got to where now they say, well, Michigan State, the reason they're down, they lost their best defender in Chris Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know that I would have called him the best defender, but he was a good defender.
A non-liability on defense, I think, is the best way to
describe
it.
He got to the point where he embraced it. Now, he was no Kelvin Torbert as far as defense goes. He was no, you could just toss him on the other team's best player, and he was gonna bottle up the guy. Okay, he wasn't that. But Chris Allen was an okay defensive player, and maybe Darrell Summers can get his offense going by playing hard and getting some defensive stops. I don't think that's a bad way to go about it, because something's got to snap this guy loose. They need him if they're going to make a run in the tournament. They need him if they're going to make the tournament.
2 of 10 shooting, those two were dunks. He almost missed one.
But at least he's shooting. I mean, there were a couple games in there where he was shooting 5 shots a game, 4 shots a game. Shooters have to shoot out of their slump, okay? And almost missing a dunk is still making a dunk, okay? And that means that's one more made field goal. And this point, you kind of have to look that way with Darrell Summers, but they need him so badly in the worst way to snap out of this. I would take an 8-point game where he was efficient at this point.
And I think Jim Jackson nailed it, where he was able to use the telestrator and just showed his footwork and how his body is so out of place on some of his threes, where he kicked his feet sideways. He just nailed it. And to his credit, he did hit a big three late. But, I mean, he has just been struggling so, so much. And you can tell it's wearing on him, because I think it was Illinois. He took his first shot and kind of rimmed in, and he dropped his head. And he took the second one, and it wasn't going in right away, and then it fell. And you could see just this release of, whew.
And I mean, it's really, it's Chris Hill syndrome. to a certain extent. You know, if he hits that first shot, he's good to go for 25. If he misses that first shot, you better watch out because he could be sluggish for the rest of the game. I mean, there's been times this year where it's looked like Darrell Summers is literally crying on the bench. Okay, that's the state that he's in mentally from what I see. Now, I'm not in the locker room. I don't know for sure. But they need something to snap him back to life. And maybe defense is the way to do it. You know, you put him on Etuan Moore, see what he can do. Maybe he holds more to 10 points. And it boosts his confidence in his all-around game. Who really knows? Coming up next, Jerry Palm, collegerpi.com. Did I get that right, Scott? Okay, collegerpi.com. It's next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.